Welcome to Act It. Delayed by a day, but we're still epic.
And sorry about awesome. That, guys.
It's not entirely your fault.
Well, it's just I showed up at like, what, midnight? I don't remember.
Okay, it's kind of Scarlett's fault. Yeah. But we're here now, and that's what matters.
Yes.
Tonight, three kids. First, let me say, we had two dropouts, I believe. One of them was Seymour, who dropped out because he had hay fever, which, as you know, is a terrible sickness. So I hope you recover. Hope you're not in the hospital or anything.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who the other dropout is. Obviously, it's not that important because I don't know who it is. But
you're very nice.
We have something like 12 or 13 to listen to. Three characters in 3 minutes. They're doing three characters in 3 minutes, Scarlett. They can do a scene with three characters. They can do three monologues. They can do whatever they want. No more, no less than three characters in 3 minutes.
Congratulations. I think everyone got the message.
Some people are listening that don't know what the challenge is, so I'm trying to explain it. Thanks, Scarlett. Thanks.
Okay.
I wait for
an
extra day for you, and now you're still negative, even though we've kind of all been waiting for a long time. So why don't you cheer the fuck up?
I'm happy.
Blackjack AV is up first. I want to hear yay.
Yay.
Welcome back to Pressing Issues on VHPR, that's Voice Hollywood's public radio. Radio which gives people exactly what they want. I'm your host, Cooper Magahan, and to discuss today's subject of morality, we have Mr. Barry Stock. Editor of Voice Hollywood's Naturist News, Barry is working feverishly to bring more nude activities to VH. I'm naked back here! It's my right as a person! To protect the dignity of our other panelists, we've placed Mr. Stock behind a divider. Our next guest is a Peace Corps activist, hippie concert taper, and founder of the group Speaking for the Underdog, Killam Crayshaw. Hi, Cooper. Hola. Buenos dias and noches. Bonjour and buongiorno. Welcome in. Allo. Hello. Hi. Right. Let's stick to English. So I want a clean fight, nothing below the belt or in the chops, and remember Cooper's motto. If you listen, one day you might be heard. And when in doubt, use the smell test. That's a very good quote, I think. Let's start with the obvious. Is it moral to be naked? You can't stop me! Statistics show that families that spend time together naked are the best kinds of families. You see social class distinctions disappear when everyone's naked. I can't tell if you're rich or poor, black or white. It doesn't matter, because we're all naked. Designer clothes? Try designer nudism. My body was made by the best designer around. Mother Nature. What we need are more after-school sports, like choir or drama, so people can learn to express themselves properly by singing or pretending to be a tree. Have you ever heard a whale sing? It's a lonely form of beauty and some very ancient wisdom. Yes, but how does that protect the people of Voice Hollywood from seeing Mr. Stock's ding-dong flip-flap everywhere? Clothes are a habit, like shaving or taking out the trash. As soon as you stop, you realize what a prisoner you were to society in a twisted state of morality. People think that nudists are immoral. Well, we're not. I'm married, I love my wife, in our commune, it's so wonderful to wake up in a big bed and go to breakfast clothed in nothing but a smile. What kind of people are there in your commune? Let's see, single people, families, elderly couples, teachers, politicians, and especially truck drivers. Truck drivers understand what it's like to be by yourself for days on end. Get naked and beat it on down the line. When I was in Uganda, people were poor, but they were happy. The more you have, the less you have. That's kind of what I'm all about. Their satisfaction in spending all day weaving a basket, rather than just buying one from the store. At one point in Uganda, I saw a great lake of sand and a massive speaking dog. It was a dog of love, not of hate. It was a spirit journey. Alright, let's get back on track here. Children should be at home with their parents naked. Read a history book. At the creation of the universe, the Big Bang, everyone was naked, even you. Why do I have to stay behind this divider? Cooper, please! Barry, get down from there right
everyone,
now.
Everyone, take your clothes off and feel what it's like to be free of bondage. Feel the wind from the air conditioning. Oh, the breeze is so liberating.
Absolutely, but can we get back to the part where we press the issue?
All right, that's all the time we have today on Pressing Issues. As always, I'm Cooper Magahan, and you're listening to VHPR.
That was Blackjack AV.
Good job.
Woo.
Do you want to start, or do you want me to start?
Whatever works for you.
Okay. I thought it was really, really entertaining. I thought it was funny, funny predicament, like a funny scene that you set up there.
Yeah, I like the writing on this a lot.
Yeah. I'm not totally sure if I really believe the Australian accent, though. That was my ish.
Yeah, I had that same note. The Australian accent scared me a little. I will say you weren't really wavering in and out of it, but it wasn't from the start. It was just an odd. It didn't quite sound Australian.
Yeah, it was. Hold on, I've tried my several attempts at Australian, and they have failed miserably. It's a really hard accent, I think, especially for like Americans. And then, sorry, I just lost my train of thought. But it's really hard, and like it's really with accents, you need to be like, you have to have it really strong, because even if you just say a few words with an American accent, the entire accent is just kind of like lost. And yeah.
But the Australian had an awesome name. It was like Cooper Magaham or something crazy like that.
It made me think of Twin Peaks. Just because whenever I hear Cooper, I always think of that.
I don't think of anything when I hear Cooper, except for Blackjack and Cooper Magaham.
Oh.
I can tell it was you all three times. As far as the voice, the tone of the voice, it didn't change much. But you had three distinct characters, and they each had a different speech pattern. And they had different personalities, so I liked that. I would have maybe liked you to experiment more a little bit on the tones of your voices so they all didn't have the same sort of tone. But I do think you did a good job changing up the speech patterns and changing up the characters.
Mm-hmm. And I really liked the scene that you set up.
Yeah,
and it was really entertaining.
It was quite entertaining. And you're a good mixer. This isn't a mixing competition, but I do like your mixing. So, I think it was a solid entry. It's hard to judge the first one in relation to everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know exactly what we're going to be in store for tonight, but I do know that Julie H. is up next.
Ooh.
Lee, honey, what's wrong?
After that weird phone call about the escaped lunatic, I'm just nervous, I guess.
I know just what will calm you down. Here, sit.
Oh, I couldn't.
One drink isn't going to kill you.
Oh, shit! God, what is that? Oh, my goodness.
And after everything you've swallowed over the years.
Come on, guys, cut! Cut, Jesus! Playback! Stop it! Here, Chelsea, have my water. Give me that candy. Ew! Who filled this bottle?
I just assumed it was the Mad Dog 2020 or something.
Does it smell like whiskey to you?
I'll take your word for it.
Who filled the damn bottle?
I'm sure it was an honest mistake on someone's part.
Thanks, Megan. God, I think my tongue is scarred. Do you see anything weird?
Now there's the Chelsea everyone knows.
You watch yourself, bitch. You tried to poison me. I know what to do about that.
Bring it on.
Nuh-uh. One thing you do learn in porn is the best way to stick it to someone. From behind. I'll go and see what I can do about getting...
I'm still ready to go. See, Garrett? You should have let me play Lee. I've been your survivor virgin for 14 slasher films. She wouldn't even know how to walk like a virgin, let alone be able to...
Chelsea?
Over here.
I brought you some more water. And a Coke for later.
Thanks.
No, I really mean it. Thank you. For being the one person on this set that treats me like a human being.
No sweat. They're all bitches.
And bastards. Nah, they're bitches too.
Why did I fall for this? Change your image, he said. Make a new star.
The director? Oh, hell no. He wants to make me the star of his own private show. I told him I got herpes just to keep him off my back.
That's where Candy keeps getting that shit.
Maybe, yeah. That is why I left the biz, though.
All that shit scares the bejesus out of me.
Well, if you can still say bejesus with a straight face, I think you can play a darn good virgin.
And you are the best actress in there.
Really?
Candy might be all right if she could just stop being concerned with Candy. And Whitney's fine as long as no one lets her ever open her mouth. But you've actually got something. Here's hoping. What the... Who's there?
This ain't the best neighborhood, Megan. We should...
What the hell is that?
Get your damn ass inside now!
That was Julie H. Let's plug her show, 19 Nocturne Boulevard, which I've never heard it. I don't know what it's about, but everybody I know that knows about it is always singing its praises. And the name alone makes me wanna check it out.
Nice.
I like your writing a lot, Julia. I like this scene in contrast to Blackjack because it was kind of like creepy at first. I thought that the characters were... I was kind of confused at times on what was going on. I was a little iffy on it. And I think it was the acting for me. And what it was a lot of times at the beginning of your lines, it didn't sound like you were responding to the line before it. Like there was a little disconnect there. Like you would respond, but it would be like an awkward beginning of the response. And it just kept taking me out of the scene because it didn't feel like you were actually talking to the other characters. And it's tough, like acting with yourself. And I get that. What did you think?
I agree with you. I thought you have a really unique voice, and that definitely, it definitely played maybe not a great factor for this particular competition, I'd say.
Works against you for this round.
Yeah.
It's just Blackjack, same thing.
Yeah, it's really, you need to really be able to cover up your voice. There was one particular line, and I thought you introduced a fourth character for a second there, because your entire tone, you just sound really reserved, and like that's very unlike the rest, like all the characters that you played. And I was thinking that, well, I thought you introduced a different character, but instead it was actually one of the three. But I think you could have really tried to play like really contrasting characters probably more. Because all of them kind of seemed like they were really, I want to say like brash or rash, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so since all of them kind of were like the same, it's harder to do that.
Yeah, I love your writing. This isn't a writing competition. I'm assuming you wrote this though, but I did like the writing a lot. I like the scene itself. But yeah, I don't know that you did enough to differentiate the three characters. We'll see what happens though. We've only heard two, so
yeah.
We don't know.
We don't know. We'll find out.
Sekono is up next.
Woo.
Okay, now I just gotta write my act at scene for this week. Alright, this is gonna be a snap. F. I can't think of anything. Kono, just give up. You're never gonna be able to write a good script. Who the heck are you? I'm just your conscience. I'm pretty much your guardian angel, so stop freaking out. Don't believe him! He's just a nuisance that wants to ruin your life! Oh, sorry. Let me introduce myself. I am the embodiment of your pure angelic self. Basically, I'm your conscience.
Whatever. Hey, kid. So I hear you're trying to make an act it scene.
Yeah, it's not working out too well. Maybe I should just give up.
Well, you might as well, because you sure as hell ain't going to get past this round.
Debbie! Don't say that! Oh, Sekono, don't worry, you'll be fine. I just know that you'll do the right thing and try your best and act it.
Don't bet your ass on it! And don't fucking call me Debbie!
Debbie!
I told you to stop calling me that!
I just don't want to fail on this show.
My God! Why are we still talking about you? Sekono, stop being such a narcissistic freak-tard! And talk about something besides yourself for once! And besides, we all know that Heaven Incarnate is going to sabotage and destroy you enacted anyways.
Heaven wouldn't do that.
And we all know that the other contestants are gonna beat your face.
But then, what should I do?
You need to drop act it.
No! You can't! Dropping a VH show is like, bad! Yeah, it's like, bad.
God, people.
Don't listen to him, Sekono, and keep your head up! I'm sure that if you stay positive, it'll work out eventually.
Thank you. I'm sorry. It's just sometimes when I try to succeed at something, I just fail. But when I see other people try really hard, I feel like if I try really hard like everyone else, I can totally...
Sekono! There's nothing in the world that works in such a picturesque way.
If you keep that kind of faith in such a bright success, you're gonna fall hard to the ground. And if you keep that fucking mentality, then you're screwed. One minute you see that beautiful golden hair wrapped around in your hand, its silky texture gracing your skin with delight. And the next minute, BAM! Life screws you over! We're still talking about act it, right?
You know what? This makes me want to do a writing competition because everybody's such a good, like, good at writing scenes.
Do it. Do it.
Love the scene, hated the characters, because you, again, you probably more than anybody else have a very distinct voice. I thought your acting was fairly good.
You had high energy.
Yeah. For this challenge, though, your characters just all three sounded exactly the same.
Yeah, and so it kind of was hard to follow.
Yeah. I love the word freaktard, though. Freaktard. You introduced freaktard.
Nice. Why did that make me think of, like, Fruit by the Foot?
I don't know. That's
that just a freaktard, and then suddenly I just started thinking of, like, all those fruity candies. So that had no relevance. In any case, I really liked the last line that you said right there, because, like, you started going on with the silky gold hair, and I literally was like, what is going on? And so then when you said that last line, I was like, okay, that makes sense. But, yeah.
You know what? Here's the thing. Here's the thing, Scarlet.
Okay, Dylan.
We've had Dark Wolf, Rag Eye, and Rochelle have won, and they're all three really good actors. Mm-hmm. So I want whoever wins season 4 to carry on that legacy, so I want you guys to pick it up tonight. I know this is a hard challenge. This challenge gets good actors every single season. But I expect more from you guys. I want more.
It's funny, sorry, because you're just like, pick it up for this round, and I'm like, they are already all recorded.
I know, but I want these people to go back in time and pick it up. I'm hoping people pick it up. No offense to you, Sukuno, because I do think your energy was good in this, but for this particular challenge, it was a fail.
I think that, especially because these are the first few, I feel as though maybe you guys should have spent some more time on it in the end.
Possibly.
Because since you are creating three characters, you want to have them really distinct from each other, so you probably want to spend more time on each character, making sure that you're able to actually, like, give them their own personalities. That way mm-hmm. they are more distinct from each other.
Yeah.
Because if you just kind of go, well, I'm going to use this voice for this character, and I'm going to use this voice for this character, in the end you might end up having, like, the same amount of energy for each of your lines, or just, like, stuff that just is still going to make it kind of blend together.
Yeah, and the other thing is, like, you hear your voice more than anybody else. So if you think you're changing your voice, it might sound totally different to you, but to somebody that doesn't hear your voice all the time, it's not a different enough change.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that maybe is what happened here, excuse me.
Mm-hmm. So think of changing your personality as well.
Yeah.
Become a different person.
Your speech pattern, just something else.
Mm-hmm. That is really funny. A stutter is what I wanted to say.
Get a bad Australian accent.
I wanted to say a stutter, but I'm stuttering on the word itself.
Are you ready to move on?
Yep.
Rye Guy, up next.
Woo!
So, anybody have any ideas on how we proceed from here?
Oh, how very leaderly of you, Leo. Just let everyone else figure out a plan for you.
Can it, Raph. I'm just opening the floor to suggestions.
Well, to begin with, I can use the equipment in my lab to triangulate the coordinates.
What's to figure out? We all saw Shredder's message. He's got Mikey, so we go kick his butt. End of story.
Oh, I'm sorry, Batman. Are my methods of detection too efficient for you?
Come on, you guys, focus, all right?
You know, this all seems like an awful lot of work just to save Mikey.
What the hell is that supposed to mean?
Look, I'm just saying, is all this really white? It just to pull that jackass out of another mess that he probably caused? I mean, I can't even count the number of stealth missions he's blown just by shouting "Cowabunga!" at the top of his damn lungs. Then Splinter tells him, "That was a poor choice, Michelangelo." But does he ever take those lessons to heart? No! How much more of his crap do we have to put up with before we finally tell him to save his own sorry shell for a change, huh?
Just stop kidding around and...
Well, he does kind of have a point.
What? Donatello, what are you talking about? Are you nuts?
Well, I mean, speaking from a purely statistical perspective, Michelangelo has solved exponentially fewer problems than he's created. I mean, he means well, but he possesses all the subtlety of a full display of pyrotechnic combustibles.
Say what now?
English? Oh, forgot. Fireworks, okay? Fucking fireworks!
You know what? Fine. Let's initiate a rescue plan, okay? Let's provide salvation once again to the inordinately stupid Michelangelo. And you know what's going to happen? I'll tell you exactly what's going to happen. We're gonna get there, and Michelangelo's gonna be like, "Hey guys, you bring any pizzas?" And then Shredder's gonna be like, "Haha, we got you, wretched reptiles." And then Leonardo's gonna be like, "Oh no, it's a trap." And then Michelangelo's gonna be like, "Bummer, dude." And then Raphael's gonna be like, "Damn it." And then Splinter's gonna be like, "My sons." And then Rocksteady's gonna be like, "Stupid titles." And then Bebop's gonna be like, "Yeah, stupid titles." And then Krang's gonna be like, and Casey's gonna be running around for some reason going, "Goongala!" Whatever the hell that means. And we're gonna end up turtle soup, and it's all going to be Michelangelo's fault.
Wow,
Alright, look, I know Michelangelo's kind of...
an idiot.
Well, yeah, and...
an imbecile.
Yes, but...
Nimrod.
Incompetent.
No.
Putz.
Mentally deficient.
Dumbass.
Couple chocolate chips short of a cookie.
Bit of a boob.
Impetuous.
Total spaz.
Congenital lack of cranial proficiency.
Rides the short bus.
The dumbest thing since sliced stupid.
Complete and utter retard.
Makes Bebop and Rocksteady look like Tesla and Einstein.
Enough! You guys, listen to yourselves! Now, I know Michelangelo's gotten us into our fair share of trouble, but he's our brother! He wouldn't even think to bail on any of us, and you know that's the truth! And the idea of leaving him behind to suffer won't even be entertained!
Dude, we're just saying.
Shut up! Alright then, we're decided.
Are we?
Yeah, I still got an argument. My plan.
We're decided! We call the gang, we go in, we rescue Michelangelo.
Murder Shredder.
We don't murder Shredder, that's not the honorable way.
Aw, come on!
No murdering! And we get the shell out of there. Agreed?
Yeah,
whatever.
Okay then, brothers. Bring your hands in. It's go time on three. One, two,
three! Turtle power! Oh, sorry. Are we not doing that anymore?
Right, guy.
That was so funny.
Yeah, Raphael was great. Like, I loved your Raphael. Donatello great. Leonardo great. Acting great. I think you killed it. And you prove why you won Sing It too.
Yeah.
This is like vintage Rai Guy.
I'm keeping this. That was so funny.
Me too.
Oh my god. I really, really liked the overlap right from the get-go. I thought that was a really good idea.
Yeah. It added a lot to make it feel like it was three different people. But even without that, your voices were like spot on.
Yeah, and even when he did the impressions of people, like, that's where I lost it. I had to, like, put my head down. I was laughing so hard.
Yeah.
I
love you on these kind of challenges because you always do something super entertaining and you always do an excellent job. This challenge gives a lot of people a lot of problems, but you always ace this challenge, is from my recollection.
Ah, that's awesome. I don't know. I have no recollection because this is my first time, but sweet.
You'll be fine this week, Rag Eye. Good job. Anything else you want to say?
Comment to everyone. Everyone's been hitting 3 minutes really well.
Yeah, they had to be between 2:55 and 3:05 or they get eliminated. So there's a reason.
Good job, guys.
It doesn't ever feel like anybody's, like, stalling for time.
Yeah.
In fact, Rag Eye said he had to cut his down a lot.
Yeah.
I'd like to hear the full version.
Anyways, good job.
Yeah, good job. Bryson Boggs up next.
I don't know how you can eat that garbage. It's a chicken Caesar salad wrap.
Yeah, do you have any idea how they made that lettuce?
On a lettuce farm?
In a friggin' test tube? In a lab? On the backs of human mice?
I doubt that.
You doubt they can grow human ears on the backs of mice?
I said I doubt that they could grow lettuce on the backs of human mice.
Do you know what a hamster is?
I have half an hour for lunch every day.
A hybrid cell line made out of hamster oocytes fertilized with male sperm. Okay, that food you're eating might as well be a giant cockmeat sandwich.
You're an idiot.
Better. I'm a vegan.
Meaning?
Meaning I don't eat meat. I don't eat wheat, and I don't eat treats. Now take a seat.
I'm sitting.
Sitting on a bed of lies, maybe. Deep-throating a cockmeat sandwich, praying to the only god you have that mommy doesn't find out. Well, guess what?
Why do you come to work?
Here's a riddle for ya. You know, right now you can walk into a Japanese grocery store in downtown Tokyo and buy a cube of watermelon. And I'm not talking about like a cubic watermelon, I'm talking about a legit cube of watermelon. Do you have any idea how unnatural that is?
You do know that's not a riddle, right?
No. Did you know there's a group of scientists at Monsanto on a lunch break at a Chipotle for all I care? And when they get back, they're gonna start working on a tomato that's been genetically altered to be the size of an apple.
Tomatoes are the size of apples.
Not cherry tomatoes, and not pizza.
You're not smart, man.
alright? Did you know tomato paste isn't a glue substitute? Like you can't use it to glue stuff?
Yes.
Okay, well right now my dad is getting a birthday card that's drenched, unreadable, and disgusting.
That one just sounds like you had a bad arts and crafts accident, alright? Why did you have to glue his card shut in the first place?
Turns out I didn't. Thank you very much, meat eater.
You eat meat. You eat chicken McNuggets every
day. No, no, not in a while.
You're eating one right now.
Okay, one. And that was a goof, all right? Plus, you never even answered my humpster question. You know what it is or not?
Well, you told me it was an OO site.
Oh, you're wrong. Oh, you're wrong.
Humankind cannot gain anything without first giving something in return. To obtain, something of equal value must be lost. That is alchemy's first law of equivalent exchange, and in those days, we really believed that to be the world's one and only truth. But the world isn't perfect, and the law is incomplete. Equivalent exchange doesn't encompass everything that goes on in the world. But I still choose to believe in its principle, that all things do come at a price, that there's an ebb and a flow, a cycle, that the pain we went through did have a reward, and that anyone who's determined and perseveres will get something of equal value in return, even if it's not what they expect. I don't think of equivalent exchange as a law of the world anymore. I think of it as a promise between my brother and me, a promise that someday we'll see each other again.
That was Bryson Bogus.
That was. Yeah.
So yeah, they can do a monologue and a scene, as I said in the beginning before you started talking over me, which is why you didn't understand what was going on because you were not listening to me at the beginning.
Oh, I never listened to
you. I also believe I sent you the rules email as well.
I probably didn't read it.
Apparently didn't read.
I'm so good. All I can think of was when I was a vegetarian, I think it's funny because the first thing of meat I had for like 8 months, almost a year, was McDonald's chicken McNuggets. So the fact that it mentioned that, I was like,
OMG, OMG,
yeah,
OMG.
I was eating them and my friend was like, are you sure you want to do this? And I was like, it's probably not real chicken anyways. But yeah.
What I liked on your monologue especially was that voice sounded like a real voice, and so did one of the voices in your scene as well, but they sounded like different people, and I like that.
Yeah.
The nasal guy, you were wavering a little bit in and out of the voice. Sitting on a bed of lies, the beginning of that line was very close to the other guy. I love the character, though, and I love the acting a lot. I don't know if you wrote this, but I really enjoyed the scene as well.
Yeah, it's entertaining.
Other than the wavery voice, I do think that they were three distinct characters, and that the voices were distinct enough to where I didn't feel like it was... I mean, obviously, I know on some level that it's the same person all the time, but I could lose myself and suspend that and just listen to the scene and enjoy it without being like, wow, they sound a lot alike. So I think you did a good job.
Yeah, I totally agree. Because it's when you listen to the scene, you feel like you're listening to three different characters and one person trying to pull off different voices.
Right, exactly.
And like when you're listening to it, it's nicer to focus on what's going on rather than focusing on who's who.
Looks like my speech worked. Now they're picking it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you ready? My speech worked. Let's leave it at that.
Yeah, sure.
If I recall last season, the pot was eliminated in this round because he did a voice that sounds like this. Are you ready?
Oh, dear.
Okay. This was one of his voices. So, he did that voice. But he's back and he's promised not to do that this time.
He's probably going to... Okay, maybe I shouldn't say anything.
Wow.
But, okay, I was like, he was probably going to come up with the worst one or something, but I realized that's really rude.
I think he's,
sorry.
He's a lot stronger this season.
All right, I'm excited.
The pod is up next. Let's listen.